Folks, welcome back to the iHealth Channel, iHealth Radio, with your host, Hurricane Age. Today, we're joined by Dr. Sarah Thackeret, a visionary physician, founder of Inner Balance, a powerful voice in redefining women's hormonal health, and hormonal health is a big thing today. I mean, she has pioneered really personalized hormone therapy that we're going to talk about today, and plenty more of wellness for women. It is a topic that is important, folks. I mean, let's call it what it is. I mean, hormones, I think everybody that lives on this planet as a human being has and operates with them. And certainly we I don't know what's going on in this world, but things are bad for us. I mean, there's a lot of changes that's happening. And specifically for women's health, it is a big piece, you know, and there's women go through a lot of different, I guess, moments in their life, just like men do. But you know, there's pregnancies, there's other things that can affect, you know, how they operate in their hormonal, you know, space. And we might even touch on the men, but really the focus is on women here. So with me, Dr. Sarah. Sarah, welcome to the show, doctor.
Thank you for having me, Hurricane. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, no, it's a pleasure. And, you know, it is such a huge topic. I mean, first of all, you know, it's just like a real thing. I mean, we operate, you know, and we cannot function without hormonal structures, right? This is part of our mechanics, right? How we operate as human being and body and biology. And, you know, there's so much stuff going on today with nutrition, with environment and all the stuff. But before we get into all the details and the deep dive, you know, you do have a reason why you got into this. I mean, you are a doctor that kind of got your own experiences, you know, with hormonal changes and things like that. And then ultimately you decided that, you know, I got to do something about this. And you did. And you founded this whole new concept and wellness program, or programs, I would say. So let's go back to the journey first, and then we can deep dive.
Yeah, we can start with my story. That's great. I mean, it's where the solution was made out of necessity to treat myself so that I could feel better, because I realized that, you know, I was 36 and there were no solutions for younger women. I mean, and it's maybe hard to conceptualize as a guy, because when men's testosterone gets low, it doesn't matter how old you are. Like, if you want testosterone injections, we know how to do it. I know how to make you feel young again. I know how, like, what your reference ranges are. I know how much testosterone to give you. We don't tell men to wait until they're 55. Oh, when you're no longer making sperm, for example, and then we can give you hormone replacement therapy. But this is actually what we've done to women for decades. We've been ignoring the problem, even though the problem is all around us. Women see a huge drop in hormones when they're young. Like, so I was young, I delivered my son, and then my hormones never recovered. And when I looked at all of the treatments, when I realized finally that it was my hormones, right? Because they didn't even have any training. Doctors don't have any training in medical school about it. So it took me a little while after diet and supplement and testing to try to figure out what was going on. All of the hormone therapies and formulations, I realized, were designed for postmenopausal women. We tell women to wait. If you have the capacity to get pregnant, we're not going to intervene. We're going to wait until you're fully menopausal at age 51 or 55 or whenever it happens, and then you can start hormone replacement therapy. You're 36. You're too young to be experiencing this. We're not going to help you. And this is what we do to women. You're too young. You need to just deal with this. You need to eat better and exercise. But we keep telling women that they're the problem. You know, and I know you're saying it's a big topic, but when I was 36, that was like almost 10 years ago or whatever. Nobody was talking about it. We weren't talking about it. And I think you realize that, but now we're talking about it, but we're talking about the importance of letting women decide and having hormone replacement therapy, but nobody's talking about how bad the formulations are. Nobody's talking about that we've never really developed hormone replacement therapy for young women. We have, you know, and again, the problem's all around us. So my solution was very much geared towards women who are still menstruating, like still having a period, want to maintain their periods, still want to be young, maybe even they want to get pregnant again, and to be able to, you know, get the hormones effectively into the body so that she feels great. There's nothing else like it. Like, there's nothing else that exists. Like, let's say that. Like, all the formulations are really designed for menopausal women.
Well, doctor, I'm listening to you. So there's a lot there. I mean, first of all, you know, thank you for what you stated there, because you're right. I mean, now we're talking about it, but even now it's not enough. I mean, let's be clear. I mean, you know, not in the light that we have in this discussion today. I think we're talking to you to your point. I've had many shows about menopause and stuff, but they were more geared, as you said, menopause, perimenopause, but not your current peak, you know, time, and yet, you know, nobody, it's like almost it doesn't exist. Like, you know, this is a problem that can happen earlier. And I think with everything that's happening to us in nutrition and the environment, all this stuff, I think there's more problems that are happening at early age. And that's something new. I mean, it's, you know, last couple of decades kind of concept, but it's happening, right? But I want to go back to really, I mean, in women's health, the journey begins very young. I mean, really, you know, menses started early, at early, and now we even hear 9 years old, 10 years old. I mean, it's like crazy how that's happening today. But you know, the hormonal system is really active at that point. So I want your doctor to just spend a little moment just to clarify to our audiences the understanding, what is, how does it all work? I mean, the hormonal system, and how, you know, I mean, from thyroid, I guess, to the testosterone, progesterone, I mean, all the names that are out there, you know, can you break it down to us? So at least people understand when it starts, how it starts, and what's the impact of it, and what triggers, you know, not a functional, for example, system. And then we can go into, like you said, you know, there's all this stuff that's post, you know, menopause, but what happens to the people in between? I mean, people deliver babies, you know, all the time in an early age, you know, but is depletion, are there factors that actually impact this, and what they are? So let's go through it. I mean, there's a lot there. It's pretty good.
let's like the basics first, and then let's talk about young women, because I think this impacts, you know, like we keep talking about men having lower and lower testosterone levels at a younger age. We know that like 30-year-olds have a 50% decline, and women are seeing the exact same thing in women. What's happening? So when you look at women, we have three hormones, like testosterone, progesterone, and estrogen. And that makes us different. Like, so we're not really just tiny men. We don't just need like a little bit of testosterone, which I think is also a big popular theory that everybody's kind of jumping on this bandwagon, that if you just inject a little bit of testosterone, you'll feel better. But women really we are like a different species. We're more complicated. We have this really intricate neuroendocrine system in the brain. We have an immune system that's highly dependent on hormones. So we need all three. And progesterone needs to be the highest. We need them in the right ratio. The stars like need to be aligned for us. Like we really do need a different approach to hormone replacement therapy. So for example, if one of, you know, these hormones are not in the right ratio or balance, we can see a lot of different problems in women. But mostly we see them dropping, and it causes all the, you know, let's talk about kind of these younger women, what they're going through and maybe why. But if we look at women take the bulk of pharmaceuticals, like let's kind of break it down a little bit further. They take the bulk of antidepressants, anti-anxiety medications, sleep aids, even anti-lipid like therapy for cardiovascular disease. We're giving, you know, it's a very profitable industry to like medicate women. We have 300 different types of birth control, 300, and they're all synthetic. They're not even hormonal. We call them hormones, but they're not hormones. They're a fake hormone that lowers our own hormone. We don't do this to men. We don't give them a fake testosterone and make them infertile. This is what we're doing to women. You know, so I think we need to look at how we're making women sicker, more sick. We're not really liberating them. We're just making them sick. And the chemicals, like, you know, why are all these women, this is like a crisis practically. Like, why are all these women, we see 10% of women have endometriosis, which is basically this chronic pain syndrome where they have really heavy, painful periods. We have a large population of women who have polycystic ovarian syndrome where they're gaining weight and growing hair on their face. You know, this is really devastating for women. We see this early, you know, kind of, now we know it's just perimenopause, but it's happening earlier and earlier. And then we see mental health disorders, as I mentioned, anxiety. We see a huge amount of autoimmunity. Women are more susceptible, way more susceptible at getting autoimmunity. So what's happening here? When women start their period at age 9, or they have really heavy, painful periods at age 16, they go to the doctor and the solution is birth control. I talk to women all day long, and they go to the doctor and it's like candy. The doctor is just like their only solution. Here, take some birth control. Oh, your period's like gone? Okay, well, let's bring it back with some birth control. You're having acne? Birth control. Depression? It's wild to me.
Oh my God.
Like birth control is only meant to like prevent pregnancy. It's not a treatment for like all of these things that we've now turned it into. And women are, you know, we see high rates of infertility. Where's that coming from? You know, we can speculate. But, and then we have, so we keep going online, like doomsday here, like all this, you know, what's going on with women, but the environmental chemicals, all of these pesticides, phthalates, which are fragrances. Like, we have a lot of air fresheners in the rooms and on the lotions and cosmetics. We have fragrances everywhere, for example. Parabens, plastics. These bind to estrogen receptors. They don't bind to testosterone receptors. So environmental toxins are disproportionately affecting women. They're not impacting men the way that they're impacting women. You know, so when these chemicals bind to our receptors, it prevents our own hormones from binding. So you can imagine what's that disrupting in the body. So it's really like when you break it down and look at how this is something that we should all really be concerned about for women.
Well, doctor, I mean, you are a doctor, and, you know, there are a lot of doctors, as you said, are prescribing all these standard, you know, issue 300 types of, as you said, pills. Hey, listen, just do this. And to your point, those are all dedicated to one function, which is preventing, you know, pregnancies. Yet now, because of the advantage of whatever hormones or the synthetic stuff that's in there, hey, you can use it for this and this and that and the other. And it becomes like, you know, just a blanket check, you know, just sign this and do it. But it's almost like a, you know, in those patches, right? You're fixing, you know, on the top, but everything else in the bottom is really not healing. So it's a problem. And it, as you said, also there's, I mean, it's almost like, sounds like industries are just kind of doing what they have to do to make profits. And by the way, this is not a political show or anything, but it is about health. And, you know, our health is impacted by decisions that are being made by people who have no idea about what health in the first place. And this is a sad statement that I'm making, but it is a fact. I mean, this is not something that I just came up with today. You know, our discussion is just guiding this, but I've been having a lot of shows about these things, and all the stuff that I look at in terms of all the work that I do now is just aggravating. I mean, the more we hear about it, you know, it's like we're bombarded, like it's like almost we need to be sick, and everything is dealing, you know, getting us towards getting sick as opposed to be healed and, you know, just nice and vital and all the stuff. And it's a problem. And to your point, that's the other thing. There is a difference. Men and women are, you know, I know there's equality and a lot of stuff, you know, in that area, but this is the physical aspect. This is the biology. And we are distinct in how we operate in terms of, you know, the bodies. Some things are similar. But you're right. You're going through different things, you know, in the process. Listen, I have a mom that's been going through stuff. I have a wife. I have a daughter. And I'm surrounded with this thing. And I have friends that are women that are actually having the same thing. So these are things that affect everybody that's out there. And, you know, sadly, as you said, there's just, you know, you can't fix the problem with the same standard stuff that's been ongoing for years. And things are changing. Yeah, as you said, I mean, you know, we have all these, I mean, listen, you cannot sell today a product that is skincare or otherwise without having a woman, you know, presenting as a model, right? And so it's attractive and people are, oh, yeah, you know, so-and-so actress is doing this, you know, I'm going to buy that product, right? It's very good marketing. Now you do it and you spray yourself or whatever, you know, you put all that stuff around your body and it does seep into your skin and ultimately it has, you know, it disrupts your hormone function, right? And it's just, that is what the real McCoy today discussion is. And listen, I mean, it's never too late, right? We might not have had this discussions a couple of decades ago, but now it's happening. And I think with podcasts and talk shows and more media and social media is live and a lot of people, our experts are coming through. Because again, I always say this, I mean, we've had standard media, but they very limited, you know, or seldom talk about these big things, unless it's something newsworthy, right? It's not really your common discussion. Now we have a lot more of this. So hopefully we can get more people aware and educated, and you're doing the work. But you yourself had encountered this problem, you know, as you had your child. You said that your hormones never recovered, your function never recovered. Now, before we get into the details of like what they recovered, like what are like some of the things that really, I mean, there's a list of things that actually hormones, you know, regulate. You know, can you just enumerate some of those vital things? Because I think without them, we're just like, it's like a ship going, it's like a plane going with no navigation.
I love that, you know, and I love what you said, like, we can't just keep throwing the same solution at the problem and expect like a different result, which is what we've been doing like this whole time. And
insanity.
Yeah, it's insanity. If anybody listening took one thing away today, it would be like what the impact hormones really do have on the body and how powerful they are. They're literally the CEOs of the body. They regulate everything in the body. We're talking blood pressure, breathing, sleep rhythm cycles, your skin and hair growth. They regulate, you know, we tend to think of them as just like regulating your period or regulating, you know, pregnancy is the kind of like their sex hormone, but they don't. They actually bind to genes and impact epigenetics, the expression of genes. Right. So if you want This is why we get feminine features versus masculine ones, is because they're binding to epigenetics and they're feminizing features. We get the general health, like building of bones. The brain is remarkably dependent on even how we clear CNS. Like we have a cerebral spinal fluid that goes through the brain at night, for example. For women to clear it out while they're sleeping, we need estrogen to do this, right? So flushing of the brain so that we can regenerate and heal at night. Women have this remarkable immune system that I mentioned, and it has to be this way because we carry babies, for example. So we need to not get sick while we're pregnant, but we also need to not fight the baby like it's a foreign object. So our immune system has to carry a foreign object for 9 months and not see it as foreign and kill it, right? This is like, it's actually unbelievable that the immune system can do this. So it has to be like a really strong immune system, and it has to be highly regulated, and estrogen and progesterone do this. So this, you know, even our, you know, women will get sick all winter long as we get older. We even saw during COVID that women that had lower estrogen levels got more sick. I mean, we need it to even just maintain like health. Hormones are critical. So when women say, I can't tell if this is perimenopausal symptoms, and they list off like 100 symptoms, it's absolutely hormonal when you have more than one thing going on, because the hormones are impacting like every part of your body. If you have hair loss and you're getting wrinkles and you have a painful period and you have anxiety and depression and irritability and insomnia, and I can like go on with a laundry list that women like dry skin, dry eyes, dry mouth, like you have 100 symptoms, they're hormonal because the hormones are literally regulating everything. If you just had one symptom, I might be like, okay, it's maybe not hormone, you know, but when you have so much stuff going on, this is why.
I want to start asking. I mean, you know, I might have to take a whole thing to my wife, like, cause I mean, there's fatigue, there's the, you know, just, you know, not mood. I mean, mood swings. I mean, there's all, these are like things. I mean, obviously, I mean, she's not, you know, old. I mean, she's still mid-age and she's feeling those things. And, you know, I mean, she's very active, fitness and all the stuff, but it is a struggle. I mean, like, you know, I mean, I like age to age, I would say like I was, you know, much different, you know, in her spot. And, you know, but, and this is a real example, and we're talking about real stuff. It is a difficult thing. Like it's hard. I mean, it's no matter how you do it, you know, like it's not like, it's like your body is not responding sometimes.
Not responding. You're running in place. And like women have, since they've had the babies, sometimes they don't recover to that pre-pregnancy. And men can say, well, I'm your same age and I feel great. But women have really like put their body through a little more, maybe potentially, but then also arguably, like, why not? I think this is why we're starting to change this conversation about men. We're not going to wait until menopause. Yes, your wife is young. I was young when I started, right? Like I was 36, but I refused to feel like that. I was like, I want to feel optimal and healthy and vibrant and young. And this is the attitude that a lot of we need to take now. It's like, we have self-driving cars on the street. I get to feel amazing and vibrant till the day I die. And this kind of, but hormone replacement therapy is the foundation to optimal health. If you can keep them optimal, you're going to prevent a lot of decline and disease in the body. This is like biohacking at its core. Like this is like everybody's doing these cold plunges and what? There's so much stuff on the internet, like the protein. I get it.
Like, STEM.
I love that people are like into it and they want it, like, but you're not going to get a lot of results. Like you're not going to get the results you want unless you have that foundation of hormones in place. And then like, you can spend all the hours at the gym you want. You can do the diets like that you want, but you're not going to get the results, like the body composition and physique that you want, if your hormones are out of whack. And so women are really struggling because their hormones are really low, but they're being told that they're normal. They're being told that their cortisol is high, or that their gut is leaky, or they're being told all this other stuff. And they're not, it's unfortunate because this misinformation, you know, I mean, I think that misinformation and fear, like we've actually made women fear estrogen. This is a way to, and we can get into that a little bit more, but this is a way to control of population. Like, if you want to talk about control of women and control of women of bodies,
it's your show, Doc. Yeah, hit it.
But I mean, like, how else can we control women but make them afraid of something? Fear is a tool to do that and control in society. If we make women fear of their own hormones, then they won't be healthy, and we can keep them unhealthy, because it's very profitable when women are unhealthy, right? They're going to spend a fortune on their hair and their skin, and they want to look good. They're going to buy like 1,000 products for their body instead of just the one thing that they need, which is probably just hormone replacement therapy.
You know, like, I'm listening to you, and it's almost the same theme. I mean, you know, no matter what we discuss when it comes to health, we go back to the same thing. There's all this stuff that is being almost orchestrated to prevent people from just living healthy style life as designated by nature, right? And so everything is like almost destroying us to keep us kind of connected to these services or these products that are out there, because if again, that's just, you know, we have the joke about health. It's not healthcare in the U.S. It's sick care, because, you know, if you're not sick, you know, it's not profitable, right? You know, so why do that? I mean, whether it's food that we eat, whether it's all the stuff that we have at home. I mean, I just had a couple of shows, and they're almost touching on the same idea that all the stuff that's around us is really destroying us. I mean, from the stuff we ingest to the stuff that we are exposed to day in and day out, as opposed to the nature that's around us, or natural stuff that we are supposed to have as human beings and a species. You know, so that's very, you know, and by the way, I love to use the word scary or fear, right? Fear is like the best way to your point, to control anything and drive people towards a particular behavior. And it's happening. You know, I mean, we do mental health, and it is about that. Fear is like a driver behind a lot of stuff that people can do. You can control and guide people to whatever. Listen, if you don't do this, I mean, we've been told a lot of, I would call them lies, because today they are lies, because we were given the facts that were completely twisted, because they were kind of, I guess, skewed in a way that made it, you know, nice in the marketing, and therefore we kind of, this is how it's supposed to be. Now, like, for example, the simple thing, you cannot, you know, be in the sun because you got to put SPF. And frankly, you know, that I really had someone, I'm like, it's like, I just, he said something, and it's like, I mean, you cannot possibly miss it. Like he said, you know, we don't see melanoma on the face. We see it in the body. Yet the face is the most exposed to the sun. How is that? It's still skin, which we basically indicates that that's the thing. The SPF is blocking the sun, the red lights, all the stuff that is nutrient that kicks in your vitamins and all the stuff, and then the cellular stuff. You know, that's just an example, and we can talk about all the food, the stuff, the oils, and, you know, I mean, everything. So when you hear about this, it's crazy. Now, you said something else that is very almost dangerous to even comprehend. Why is that? We're not talking about anything until, well, let's wait until you pass menopause, and then we'll figure you out. Like, you know, it's like, you know, it's okay. Like, you know, just, we need you now. Just purchase things, because we want you to look as we want you to look, as opposed to how you should be looking. And it's not about looking. It's, as you said, if you take care of the inside, everything else is going to look good anyways, right? Because you're going to have your condition that are natural processing, you know, and you're aging, you know, nicely. You have, you know, the body is functioning, the vitality. As you said, you can go to gym and stuff. You might help some. But if you don't have the right, like, it's like you're building a beautiful home, but the foundation sucks, and you know, and it's going to crumble in an instant, right? That's what's happening. And, you know, but you are a pioneer, and I you know, I'll throw that in here now, because you really have changed and challenged the status quo by, we're not going to wait and do this. Let's do something now. Now, there are some skeptics, or like, you know, hormonal replacement therapy, oh, how dangerous. I mean, we try to make, again, talk about fear. That's bad for you. It's going to hurt you. You know, you shouldn't be replacing. But you just said, I mean, we get all these pills, I mean, that are just completely synthetic, you know, and people are just freely buying those things because they make sense. Even, I mean, listen, IUDs, I mean, forget the pills. I mean, even you get other means of contraception and you know, birth control, but they also have hormonal stuff that is not really the real thing. And so it kind of throws in a hole. It's like, you know, you throw in some of the wrong, you know, gear in the wrong car, and everything is going to go nuts. You know, I mean, am I getting that picture right?
No, you're absolutely right. Like, I mean, it's, I think, you know, I kind of lost what I was going to say, but because you're right on, you're spot on, you know, and it's like, why would the sun cause cancer? I mean, like, the sun is like providing life, like on Earth, why it's not going to, and why would our, you know, all the same, like, if I don't know if you, these God-given hormones, whatever, like nature-given hormones to us, why would they be dangerous? They've been protecting them my whole life. And now all of a sudden they're going to cause cancer when I'm in menopause. And so if estrogen caused breast cancer, every pregnant woman on the planet would have it. Every 20-year-old woman would have it. So why, when these hormones regulate every process in the body, are we telling women that they cause cancer? For example, this is what the scare is. This is what the fear is. And I think if we're honest, like if we're still honest about it, people do, there are a lot of people that do love to still control women and their bodies. And so when you look at when we mask concern, like we are like, oh, I'm so concerned about you getting cancer. I'm concerned about this and that. That's just control, right? So like, if you look at, for example, there's nothing more dangerous than getting on the highway in your car today. Like, I think it's probably like one of the most deadly things you could do is just get in your car and drive on the highway. But I take that risk because I have the life that I want, right? So the benefits of driving in my car outweigh the risk. And I know that there's a risk. We don't tell women like, I don't want you to get in your car. I'm so worried about you getting in an accident on the highway. Like, I don't want you to get in a wreck. Like, the risk is really great. Are you sure you want to do that? No, because that would be like when it's condescending, but it's suppression, it's control. Nobody's going to tell me not to get in my car. You know, it's like, why would we do that? Even though the risk is really great of me dying. My husband doesn't do that. Nobody does that, right? So doctors, though, you know, the risk of breast cancer from that original study was very low. And it wasn't even from estrogen. It was from progestin, like a fake synthetic hormone. This very, very rare risk. We even talk about stroke. The WHO, the risk for stroke for hormones is very rare, very rare. And it's like with oral hormones, birth control, literally there's thousands of women on birth control and they're not having a stroke in the ER. But yet we tell women, doctors will tell women, that'll give you cancer. There's a risk for that, right? We're telling, and we're instead of having this risk benefit conversation with them, like, hey, the benefits of HRT are great. They outweigh any risk, like getting in your car, those benefits outweigh any risk for you. You should do it, right? But instead we're trying to just, it's about suppression and control. Like, it feels so, doesn't it feel like it even the way that I'm describing it to you? Can like, am I the only one that sees it? It's just, it's kind of wild how we're not recognizing this as a form of suppression and control for women.
You know, doctor, you know, I love how you said it because, you know, it may not sound that way because people are not looking that way because people are believing. Like, you go to your source, right? You don't think that they have any ill reasons, you know, to give you the wrong information. You expect them to give you the right information, right? So we trust our providers. And that's the thing. There's a trust factor here. And so when we go out, we go to a doctor, they know best, right? And so we will take that. They're just like, you know, gospel, right? You know, so we take it for what it's worth and we apply, no questions asked. Knowledge is power, as they say, although we can debate that part itself, you know, knowledge on its own is not, it's practical stuff. You got to do stuff, do your own due diligence, research and stuff. But again, we've been conditioned, you know, you have anything, you go to your CEO, OBGYN, doctor, whatever, you know, you go to your, you know, endocrinologist, whatever. So you have, you know, we already controlled in a way, you know, programmed to do certain things and behaviors correctly. I mean, holistic approaches, you know, Eastern medicine, all the other stuff is available. I mean, right? I mean, there's so many things, right? HRT now is available. There's all, and by the way, it's not just now. I think it's been around. It's just that it's been different, right? Now it's more advanced or whatever. And you can give us more on that historical, you know, transition. But these doctors, they've been working on an antiquated, I guess, system, right? I mean, and, you know, that's what they were told themselves. I mean, that's the other thing. Like, you know, doctors go to school, they get in a curriculum. It's not like, you know, they pick, you know, what they're going to study. They give them what to study, and this is what it is. Until it's otherwise proven, that's the context. You know, that's the content that you're getting, and that's the reality of the studies and the science. And, of course, we have progress, and so some doctors do more than others and research and keep posting and up to date what's up, you know, what's going on. And by the way, that's the other thing. And we had this discussion before. In the States, we're very closed to the other world of, you know, medicine, you know, from other parts of the world and things like that, right? I mean, we can't get doctors from the other parts of the world, for example, right? We don't accept some of the practices that may be happening in other parts of the world, yet they're working. And I mean, we've had, you know, a good example, we had the pandemic. People were treating, you know, that stuff, you know, without any problems. And we had, you know, all the issues because we had an agenda to go for, you know, for a particular approach to cure the stuff, right? So those are the things. There's political stuff that's going on. There is financial gain that's happening. And again, not a controversy. These are facts. And to your point, doctor, it's just like people need to hear about it more. You like the way you describe it, you being a doctor, a woman, talking about it the way you said. I mean, anyone that's watching right now, man or woman, they'd be like, well, you know, you make sense. I mean, you didn't say anything that is not true. You actually, if I listen to you right now without even being on the show, like, well, duh. I mean, You make sense. There was, I don't even have to debate with you. You really stated it as it is. And it is scary to know that that's kind of like how it's being given to people. And people accept it. That's the other thing. And again, there's a lack of, I guess, knowledge, research, information, and we take people. And that's the other thing. I think we take everything for what we've been told. I mean, if I tell you black is white, and for a certain period of time, you're probably going to accept it because you're going to think like, you know, well, Hurricane said, he's an expert. He says it's white. That means it has to be white, even though you know it's black. I mean, you know, but that's really what's happening right now. Like, we know sometimes things, but we accept it. I mean, am I getting this picture wrong?
I think you're right on. You nailed it. You know, and I don't want to put my tin hat on too much, like my tinfoil hat, like a little bit with the, and I don't want to walk down the conspiracy, but it's so obvious, like to me sometimes, what women really need to recognize. Like, they just need to be diligent. They need to know that they're not necessarily being targeted, but literally, like, I'll open up my Instagram and I'm in the age group of targeting, and it's like constantly solution for all of your symptoms and problems. And there's, you know, again, they, it's really, really, women just need to really be, they are, I think, like, our clients will come to us, they are highly researching it, they're educated, they're trying to understand it, and they're trying to solve the problem themselves because the doctors are ignoring it. And you said that it is true. Doctors are very dogmatic in their nature. Like, if you, the population of, like, I have a lot of friends that are doctors, I'm a doctor, we're conservative individuals, where we follow a dogma, that for lack of a better word. And it takes, I used to also do consulting for major hospital systems, looking at, you know, trying to implement Obamacare at the time that it was, anyway. So, like, really, how do we change the way we're practicing medicine? It's really impossible to get doctors to change their practice. Like, I don't know, like, when you talk about change management and behavior, doctors are a group of people, when they get their like thing going, there's no changing it. And it takes them an average of 7 years, seven, after a paper is published. And after we have like all this literature and data to show that maybe something we're doing is not right, or it should be right, or we should change it, 7 years before a doctor will actually implement it. I mean, for example, we know that we don't need to get yearly pap smears anymore. We've known that for like, I think 15 or 20, I don't know, long 15 years. I have to look it up, but women still go in every year for their pap smear, but we've been trying to tell them it's only every 5 years, right? You don't need to go see your OB-GYN every year. You don't need, you know, you get an HPV test, it's better. So shifting this practice, the way to practice, is taking a really long time. So when you look at hormone replacement therapy, all of the older physicians that are OB-GYNs now virtually haven't looked at any of the new literature. They don't know. So it's going to take another like generation to shift this. And so women, we need to know that going to your OB-GYN for your hormone replacement therapy is kind of like going to your dentist for back pain. You're like going to somebody who has no idea what they're talking about. They haven't, just because they can deliver your baby doesn't mean that they know anything about your hormones. And so if women, men don't have this problem. Men don't have like an OB-GYN doctor. If they have low testosterone, men just go to a hormone specialist because they're like, well, I got to replace my T. So I'm just going to go find like research online and find somebody to replace my T. Women, they're like, I feel terrible. I feel miserable. My periods are a mess. So since something's happening with my periods, maybe I'll go to my OB-GYN. And then they go to their OB-GYN, and the OB-GYN gives them a whole bunch of misinformation, tells them all the wrong stuff. You're too young. You don't need this. Estrogen's dangerous. It's going to cause cancer, like all this stuff. And women believe it for a certain period of time. And then until they, you know, kind of search solutions for years, they need to realize that that's not the person to go to. They need to be like men. They need to just go to the internet and be like, I need to replace my hormones. I need to find a specialist to do this. And that would help a lot if they just stopped going to their OB-GYN for this.
Well, thank you, though. But, you know, it's funny because, as you said, like, they go into the doctor, they give them all these, you know, things that if you take estrogen, whatever, you're going to get, you know, cancer. Yet we have more cancer now. It's almost like the other way, like, you know, you're not doing something and now you have an incidence that is rising in cancer, you know, in women. I mean, by the way, I love what you said about the pap smears. I mean, that's like, you know, the old standard insurance. You get one pap smear a year, you get one mammogram every 2 years, or sometimes even a year, depends on your coverage. And even that, I mean, there's a lot of discussion now about not really getting a lot of mammograms, for example, and that, because yeah, you're getting radiated, and that may be even, you know, frequent radiation will probably cause more of that. So, I mean, it's like this, we're almost like being switching, like it's like you're taking all this old information and you just like take it, dump it. I mean, this is like, you know, when you work, you go to a new company, you got to just drop everything you know and just learn everything new because you're coming with a lot of baggage and stuff. And a good example in my field of work in training, you know, I guess staff for sales, right? I actually prefer people with no experience. Because you can give them all the new stuff and they're willing to accept it because it's really like cool. I mean, because they have no, they're not coming in with a lot of already, I know that I'm already full. There's a cup empty as opposed to cup full. So you can actually fill them with something good. But when they're already saturated, you know, there's nothing to, it's like, you know, they're like, it just rejects all that information. So I think that's been, you know, happening in the field of healthcare. And it's scary to even hear that as a possibility. No, so doctor, I want to say this, you know, we're talking about HRT and, you know, the basic hormones. Now, we hear a lot about thyroids. It's a big thing. Now, I am not, you know, very big, you know, and yeah, I don't have a good understanding of how it all fills, you know, the gaps. Can you just put, you know, that in lame term to all of us, you know, how that all ties in with your overall hormone system?
Yeah, I can fit thyroid in here. But I love what you said about like just, you know, maybe blowing everything up and letting it fall and then just starting over. Because really like letting go of these things that we thought were true, all of the stuff that we think about periods in women, like women are told that if they're having a period, their hormones are normal. We just need to like get rid of these really old ways of thinking about everything and start over. And I love that you said that. I completely agree. And thyroid, it's like one, when women start to see this disruption of things, like they get all these symptoms, they go to the doctor and thyroid hormone is like replaced, for example. But we know that progesterone, which is our main hormone, just want to emphasize that it's like the main hormone. We need progesterone in order to make thyroid hormone. Okay. So, and then we see women with like Hashimoto's, as I mentioned, autoimmunity is really common. And women, I was like, don't even know the numbers anymore, women with Hashimoto's. And they're, what they think that it's like, I guess I want to emphasize that the hormones drop off first. Your sex hormones, estrogen and progesterone and testosterone drop first. And then the autoimmunity comes. Your Hashimoto's and your thyroid problems are coming after. It's not like one's causing, you know, your progesterone, low progesterone is what's causing your thyroid hormone. So yes, you can treat the thyroid, go for it. Like you definitely, we need to be giving supplements to help. If you don't want to start thyroid hormone yet, there's iron, and we need to make sure that women become extremely iron deficient because they're bleeding and we need estrogen to, everything's connected. Like I'm going to kind of connect everything here just a little bit.
Please, so, yeah, thank you.
Women need estrogen to absorb iron from their food. So, you know, we have these extremely plant-based diets now with a ton of fiber, and everybody's now bloated and iron deficient, right? So we have like a lot of iron deficiency. Women need that for their thyroid to function, but they also need it for their stomach acid. So they're not going to have any stomach acid. They're not going to be able to digest the food. They stop eating meat because they don't really feel like eating meat. They start eating more plants. This causes a lot of bacteria to grow in the small intestine that's not supposed to be there. The gallbladder stops working. They get SIBO. They get more bloated. They get more iron. It's like this, you know, vicious cycle. Thyroid is really intimately involved in all of this because like, but it all started with the drop in estrogen and progesterone. I just want to like emphasize that your digestion is being wrecked, right? So you're not making enough stomach acid. You have heartburn and reflux. Your gallbladder is not working as well. All of these need estrogen to function. And then you're getting, you know, and then we're telling women to eat more fiber. This is what's blowing my mind. Like eat fiber because your estrogen's too high. So eat more fiber. Like your thyroid's messed up because your estrogen's too high. Your cortisol, like they're telling them that basically estrogen is the problem, that their own hormone is making them sicker. So they're trying to lower their estrogen by eating more fiber and getting rid of the estrogen. And it's making everything worse. Like they say 90% of our population is bloated, and it could be thyroid related, like bloating in the midsection is like a bacterial overgrowth. It can be the gallbladder not functioning correctly. It could be like you're not making a stomach acid. The stomach acid stimulates the gallbladder too. It could be your thyroid's like really low and kind of suboptimal. So we see like women coming to complaints about SIBO, leaky gut, food insensitivities, a lot of digestion problems, and they're trying to treat this leaky gut. The problem is my leaky gut. And you're like, you can eliminate all the foods in your diet you want to. Like nothing's going to work. And they do. They chase it. They chase their diet for like years, like trying to get it right. And ultimately, it's like this drop in hormones. But thyroid is like, you can replace, again, you can replace the thyroid. And generally, they feel better at first. But unless you address low progesterone and estrogen in her, she's still going to feel terrible.
Well, thank you. So really, if we can get ourselves into the base and get the foundation, your estrogen is kicking, you know, then everything else will revive itself and becomes optimal, right? I mean, it's like, it's the way it sounds, it's not a rocket science. This is like a simple solution. Go to, and by the way, that is like the fundamental approach to anything. Find the root cause, fix the root cause, everything else is done. And you stayed in the I mean, I don't know if it's $1 trillion, you know, element in the room or elephant in the room, you know, here, but it's simple. I mean, we get this done, we fix everything else. I mean, am I like simplifying this, or
you're not,
it's really
you're not. You nailed it. And I talk to women all day long, and they're like, there's no way it's that easy. I've been spending thousands of dollars. I've been doing all of these like microbiome testing. I've been doing these like restricted diets. All these, they spend a fortune. The average woman, as she's going through this, spends $12,000 a year trying to get better. And so, and it's to feel better. It's not about her skin and hair. It's like feeling better. She feels terrible. And you're right. It's not. And they're like, there's no way it's this easy. There's no way. It can't be. This is too simple. And it's like, it is. This is, it's that simple. And I don't think women, we've trained them. I guess it's like a training. If your hair is falling out, you need a serum for your hair to like make it grow back. If you're getting wrinkles, you need a face cream for your wrinkles. You have to put it here. If you are like, each symptom needs its own treatment. So if you have 100 symptoms, you're going to need 100 treatments for your gut health. You're going to need probiotics, a restrictive diet. Like, you need all the gut health stuff, right? And we have a bunch of supplements that we're going to sell you, by the way. And so like, but if women just started associating, actually, these are all from the same thing, and I just need one thing, and I need to make sure that these hormones are okay. And sometimes there's still things like, maybe you do want a little bit of extra like hair growth. That's okay. That's like different. That's different than getting like a foundation or baseline. But you're right. It is that easy. It's that simple.
You know, oftentimes the easy stuff that is in front of you is the one that we kind of like overlook, and it's usually right there. I mean, you don't have to, but it takes, again, putting all in perspective, right? I mean, obviously for me, it's a lot easier to see that because of all the discussions I've had in all the different angles. I mean, staying healthy is not that complex. We have to do certain things and monitor a few things. And if we do it right, I mean, everything else will fall in place and we don't even need the extra. But, you know, we are so, again, so used to all the other stuff that we're not looking at the easy stuff. Like, it's almost like sleight of hand. You're looking at the wrong place. You know, magicians, they make you see things that are not there, but they're only using a couple of things that just, they move too fast and they have a few tricks. And the same thing here. We're seeing all the other stuff, and we're missing the actual piece that is required here, like, you know, and that's really, you know, the analogy I have in my mind right now. But really, if we can service, you know, the base. And by the way, I think you mentioned something about the engine, you know, earlier. It's like you're running the engine correctly. You know, the car's going to move. I mean, you know, the body's going to operate. And of course, you need like supplements and all the other stuff, because we need light. We need, you know, stem, you know, if we can stimulate our stems and all the stuff. But if you can do all that and the body is not regulating, you just put in stuff and the body is like kicking it out. It's not regulating.
Well, yeah, I think you're nailed it. Like, you're excellent. Like, it's the same. I feel the same way. Like, if you provide the foundation to the body will heal itself. Like you're saying, like, if you just provide it with this, it'll regenerate over time. And this is true, and it will maintain health. And so I look at, like, when you look at anti-aging or like a longevity approach, because this is what I did in my clinic for a long time before I started online, I would look at a person and be like, look, it's a pyramid. 80% of it is hormone replacement therapy for you. And then the other stuff is like the fun stuff. You can do the peptides, you can inject NAD and glutathione, you can do cold plunging, you can take the supplements, you can get like the extra skincare if you want it, right? And that's the extra like 10 or 20%. But if you were to do nothing else for your health, and you were only to do one thing, it has to be hormone replacement therapy. Yeah, like, it's like you will get the biggest bang for your buck, because it's like going to do the maximum amount of work for you with the least amount of time and effort. We're talking like 30, you know, 10 seconds a day. Whereas like all this other stuff that people are doing, it's like maddening almost how much they're really stretching to try to get these results. You're going to get the best results with just hormone replacement therapy. But yeah.
Well, doctor, it's hormone replacement therapy. So, I mean, it's a simple acronym, you know, of three things, but it's pretty powerful, because when you hear replacement, you know, it's like someone's like, what am I replacing here? I mean, you know, like, it's kind of scary in its own when to hear it that way. Like, what am I? I'm replacing my hormones. You know, what's that? I mean, obviously therapy is something you do, you know, to get you going. So when you put all these words together, separate, I mean, separate, and then you kind of like start analyzing, they kind of get become too big. I think there's a lot more simpler way to break it down to people, just to make them like easy. You know, this is not difficult to understand. How do we break that down?
We need to rebrand it, right? Hormone replacement therapy is like for old people. Okay, we're not old. I'm not saying like, you know, but just for it, we tend to associate it with something that we don't want or we don't want to aspire to. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's something like we need to completely rebrand it. Like it's like you brush your teeth. You don't ever stop brushing your teeth or washing your face or taking vitamins, right? Like this is foundational, something you would just do. Like I'm sorry, girls, but your ovaries aren't working. They're fatiguing, as you know, they just aren't working like they used to. And it's okay because we can enrich it. We basically supplement. It is like the best supplement you can take without it being a supplement. It's regulated, right? So it's a prescription. So it's really safe, but it's, more of a supplement. And I think you're right. This hormone, we overcomplicate it for women. We use words like menopause and perimenopause, and then hormone replacement therapy. And it's really just like very basic. Hey, your ovary, like our ancestors died when we were 35, right? And now we're living to like 100 or whatever, 90. I don't know. The average lifespan, maybe it's 85. But our ovaries weren't, they didn't like get the memo, and they're not like working to the age of 85, ladies. Like they're still working to the age of like 28 and then expecting us to die at 35. So remarkably, we're getting pregnant in our 30s, you know, like, because it's like a cruel joke that we can still like ovulate with really low hormones and get pregnant, but it's okay. You know, it's great. Like, but I think this we're kind of trying to defy, because we're just living longer and we have more, but that the hormone thing, it really is really not caught up with the rest of our capabilities of living longer. Like we're preventing infection, we're preventing like freezing to death, right? So this is what the things that our ancestors used to die of, dehydration or starvation or whatever. We don't do that anymore. So we're living, but so women, I think also there's so much shame around it. So they don't understand it. We've made it really confusing to them, but we've also wrapped it around in a bunch of shame. So it's like, oh, I'm not perimenopausal. That can't be me. Like, that's not me. I'm too young for that. Right. And so we even tend to do it to ourselves. And women are like, oh, I just need to eat better, exercise better. Instead of just, we need to normalize it. So just like we talk about, like, for example, erectile dysfunction in men, we didn't talk about that like a decade ago. I think that was pretty much like very not talked about. And now it's pretty normalized. Like young men will take Viagra. It's pretty like you can get it on the internet, you can buy it anywhere.
I got a lot of options now.
Yeah, we have a lot of options. So like it's very normalized now. We need to do the same thing. Like we're a decade behind men's health in that now we need to do the same thing for women. We need to normalize low estrogen and progesterone. We need to normalize vaginal dryness. Cause like I talk to women who are older and they're like, oh, I don't have that. And I'm like, it's okay. You don't have to admit it. It's fine. It isn't. But then when they start estrogen, they're like, oh wow, I didn't realize that was even an issue. Right. So they're not like, we need to like, just say it's okay. It's normal. It's like, fine. It's just like men get erectile dysfunction. We get vaginal dryness, but there's like a really great solution for it. And it's super easy and you can have better sex as we age, you know? And I think that if we were to just normalize it for women, they wouldn't feel so like shame about it, that they're aging and that they're not supposed to be getting older, but we want to age. We just want to look good and feel good as we're aging. Cause we need to age. Like I want to keep all the wisdom that I have now. I don't want to go back to my 20s. Like there's no way, but I just want to feel like I'm in my 20s, right? Like I want to have all the wisdom I have now in my 40s that I have gained, but still feel like I don't want to have joint pain and muscle aches and all that. And I want to be able to exercise and gain muscle and feel like a 25-year-old. In fact, I feel better now than I did in my 20s. And that's what women should aspire to. Hey, I want to feel better at 45 than I did at 25.
Doctor, thank you. I mean, and by the way, that's a great fact. I mean, the fact is like our mind is still our mind, right? It's usually still keeping up with your old memories and wants to keep everything that you've been doing all your life. And that's a fact. I mean, you go to gym, you want to do the same. You want to lift up the same. You want to do all that. But somehow your body is not following. I mean, I have a joke, you know, my mind is still stuck at 21 and the body's not following. You know, but I think that could be for every one of us as we are getting, you know, further in age. And you're right. Like we're living longer, but the question is how healthy and, you know, and vital and vibrant our life is going to be in lifestyle is that's the problem. As you said, I mean, everything is affected with this. Now my question, and by the way, thank you for kind of relating to what I when I made it complex. I mean, because it sounds like when you hear something that's being replaced, you know, it's like, what am I given here? Right. So that's the first thing that you hear, but here's the thing, you know, How does it work? I mean, how complex? I mean, there's a couple of things that people are always going to ask. Is it that hard? Is it, you know, what am I supposed to go through? Is it, you know, is it a long-term thing? Is it a repeated, you know, event that I have to go to, you know, some treatment? I mean, is it an infusion, whatever? Or, you know, also the question of affordability and access. Is it available to everybody? I mean, does insurance cover it? I mean, we have all these questions. I think that's the other part that kind of stop people from even entertaining this idea. Besides all the stuff that we talked about, you know, even if they get convinced, now the question is like, do I trust this source? Do I want to do this? Do I want to do that? What's out there? You know, which one is which, right? So these are all the questions that someone could be asking right now.
And that kind of, how does it work? Got you. So that, like, I think with women where, you know, if you're a younger woman, you know, these products, so how does it work? Well, once you get started, there's this myth that you have to take it forever. For example, so if you're a 31-year-old and you're struggling, then they think that, oh, once I get started on HRT, I'm done. I can't have a baby after or anything like that. And that's not true. So I think if women understood that you can start and stop, like you can potentially like take it postpartum after a baby and then start again. So that's one thing that we can clear up for women, that it's not something that's permanent forever, but there is a point where your ovaries are just not working anymore and you do need to just supplement it like a supplement. Like you know, we don't make certain vitamins, for example, we have to take them. So in this case, you could look at it the same way. And it's usually a daily application and there's different formulations. And I think this is where women are really getting bogged down in like the details, because these formulations were designed decades ago by men, most of them men, right? Decades ago. They're like patches that you can put on the skin. You can take a pill to help you sleep. There's like low dose vaginal creams that help with vaginal dryness. There's testosterone creams. And I think what women need to know is that the different formulations impact you. They matter. Like how we try to get the hormones into the body matter. And they're going to cause you side effects. They're going to cause a lot of problems and they're not very effective. Right. So my approach is a more effective, higher bioavailability, and you do it daily. It's like a pea-sized amount of cream that you would place vaginally. And the vagina is like the best way to absorb something into the body, right? So it's like a superpower for us in different ways. And I guess this is one of them, that we don't necessarily have to do an injection like men. For men, like if they want to replace testosterone, they can inject. But we don't really have that yet. We'll get there, I guess. But this is a way that women can do it daily, kind of like a supplement, so that they can keep steady blood levels. Does that kind of help? Like the different approach? And then you want to get, you know, if you're maintaining a cycle, you would start and stop it so that you can maintain that cycle. So there's a lot of tricks and things that a practitioner should help you with.
So it's pretty accessible. I mean, if someone wants it, I mean, they just have to seek
to seek it. So there's like a lot of online companies. Like if you're looking, if you're specifically like menopausal or perimenopausal, like menopausal or postmenopausal, then there's these patches and pills might be a good option for you. Like, right, they're designed for you. You can do like an estradiol patch. But I would say that I see a lot of women that do those formulations and they still have symptoms, because it's literally like micro doses of hormone. Like I don't give men micro doses of testosterone. It's kind of wild. So if you want something like more effective, that's going to make you feel younger and vibrant, you're going to need like a different approach. And this is where you could come to us at Inner Balance. And that's where we would look at doing that for you, especially geared towards like women over the age of 21. So if you're over the age of 21, you are a candidate. And then it's better to get started.
You beat me.
It's better to get started before the age of 59, but our cutoff is 65. It's really like you want to get started earlier. It's easier like to adjust, and the younger you are, for example, like you don't want to wait. Like if you're 35 and you're like been struggling for a couple of years, it's not going to get better. Like I think that's the women, if they understood that things just keep getting worse and worse and worse every year, they don't get better as we age. But yeah, there's online companies now. But really when you look at it, look at the formulations, women, like look at the differences between how you're going to be taking them and what the side effects are. And that's where you're going to find the solution that's for you.
How soon someone can start seeing a difference once they start a treatment? I mean, that's a big one, right? You know, they don't want to be like having all this and they're not seeing a change in their behavior and their mood swings and all the stuff. I mean, how quick you can start seeing some action?
Everybody's different, but in general, like within days, especially if somebody's dealing with like anxiety or irritability or insomnia. So if they have like really, women tend to lose this like sense of calmness or centeredness very early, and they want to gain this back. This is the one thing that they're like struggling with. Like they don't, you know, it's not so much the weight or the skin or anything. Like they don't feel well, like they don't even feel like themselves. They'll say that. And something like our approach, they'll feel better within 10 to 14 days, like that will go away. So you get like some pretty early wins. Vaginal dryness gets better within days. And then the longer you're on them, the more you see the benefits, right? Like, so libido, weight loss, like gut health, these take longer, like 3 to 6 months. Like we really tell women it's a 3 to 6 month journey. And also like healing things like the breasts and the uterus. And we go through, I have a little bit of a healing journey before we want to optimize women. That's what's a little bit different too about us. But by 6 months, 10 months, you should really be feeling very good.
Well, that's amazing. I mean, you just mentioned weight loss. I mean, people are trying all kind of crazy stuff, you know, about weight loss. And here you go, you get all the extra benefits. And one of them is that one. Why not? Right. I mean, it's just, you know, something. Now, Inner Balance is the company that you've founded. And so this is your specialty. You work with women day in, day out to kind of get them into this therapy concept. Therefore, they all stuff. Are there any other things that you use along with in the Inner Balance program and help? So, I mean, you know, is it just purchased product or is it like, you know, the service, consulting, counseling, all the other stuff?
We don't just sell a cream and then leave it hanging. So like other online companies might do HRT online and then it's hard to get follow up or, you know, help in terms of your balancing, because you sometimes do need to make an adjustment or you need a supplement on top of it. Or, you know, are you metabolizing it different than your girlfriend that took it and got great results, but you took the same thing and like not having the best results, right? So what's going on with you that's different? And so we'll help you with that. We offer like unlimited support with our expert staff and myself. And then we're growing, so we'll have more products like peptides and face creams and like all that other 10 or 20% that I mentioned, right? Like we'll have GLP-1 sublingual microdosing available and like low dose naltrexone if you want to optimize your immune system, and an ongoing like effort to add more and more products like for women that are specific to the like want this anti-aging approach, like something that's not a pharmaceutical, something that can really, you know, lay a foundation in their body and give them really good results. This is like what we were about.
Well, so it is really your own product. I mean, it's not, you know, your regular pharmacy, you know, product. It's something that you've designed, and it is purely, you know, I guess hormones, but it's the best dosage that you need. So estrogen on a steroid, you know, is that the picture here? So it's really getting the best dosage that you need. And it is ultimately, you know, making a shift in the way, you know, operating the whole body is going to be. So it's going to change everything. I mean, it's funny because you mentioned all these insomnia, sleep, depression, all the stuff. Those are the signs, folks. I mean, if you have a woman in your life, I mean, there's, you know, or someone you love out there, you know, there's a good chance they're going through this, you know, in the mid age, at least in the mid age. And I'm not sure, you know, as a matter of fact, I think even a younger age, because, you know, I have a daughter and, you know, it's the stuff that, you know, they go through. It's very difficult. And yeah, as a man talking about it sounds weird. But, you know, when you're with the family, you're kind of part of the deal, right? You know everything about what's going on. And so you're the first person that's actually experiencing it, because when they're not happy, I get to feel it, you know. But the fact of the matter is, as you said, by the way, there's something that you said very deep. I mean, it is true. I mean, a lot of men have pioneered a lot of the stuff that is being used by women, but, you know, men are not women. They don't experience the same stuff. So it's one thing for me to study something and something else for me to understand it and feel it myself, because I would never understand how you operate as a woman, right? I mean, this is something that, you know, men cannot comprehend. It's a fact. I mean, we might understand some of it, but we're not going to understand the picture of it. At least, you know, we're not going through the same changes. As you said, I would never have a baby. You know, so like we have a joke. I mean, the closest to it is a kidney stone, and I've had a couple of them, so I know it's painful, but I cannot relate to it. That's just the analogy that I can come up with. So you're right, it's difficult. Now you have, you know, what it takes to do this from the whole angle here, from the medicinal stuff, from you being as a person that experienced it, and certainly, you know, you are working towards implementing. Now, is there a referral? Does someone need something of that, or they can just directly reach out to Inner Balance and, you know, start a treatment?
they can get started online. We have, you know, a health questionnaire that they need to fill out. They can get started, and then we reach out to them immediately, like, to get them started. So we follow up closely with them. And that's it. It's like, we've made it as easy as possible trying to take down some of this gatekeeping and barriers for them, for women. And so it is really, really easy, but we do follow up with you. Like, it's not a transaction. Like, you can't just buy it from us and then not hear from us. Like, we're definitely going to want to make sure that you do well on it. And that's about it. It's like, it's really easy. Like, certain things we have to do, like collect information.
What about cost? I mean, we don't have to go details, but because people are like, oh, this is going to cost me an arm and leg. And frankly, you know, even that being said, this is, if you are suffering all the other stuff, I mean, it's going to cost you thousands of dollars to cure all those, and probably not cure them, just patch them. You know, maybe there's worth. So I'm not saying that it's expensive, but you share with us. You tell us.
You know, longevity doctors and clinic, if you were to go see a longevity doctor and clinic, they're thousands of dollars just to get in the door. You're going to spend hundreds of dollars on lab testing. We don't require lab testing to get started because, you know, we didn't even dive into the problems of labs. But it's really like, we're $199 a month, and this is for the first six months. And that's because we have unlimited expert support and clinical support to like help you. And then the price drops to $99 a month after that. And this is just for the cream. But even though we still have expert support, it's just that women need less of it after 6 months. Like I said, you're really on the dose that you like, you're feeling good. You don't need a lot of us anymore. And so insurance doesn't cover something like this. I think is also what women need to understand, is that insurance only, they don't see that it is medically necessary. We're not quite there yet with insurance companies. They don't treat this. They treat the really severe symptoms of menopause, which we consider to be hot flashes. And they'll cover like a patch or a pill or some of these formulations like a low-dose vaginal cream, because they are only treating the most severe symptoms for postmenopausal. You have to prove that you're postmenopausal, and you have to prove that you're having a ton of symptoms, right? And then insurance will cover it. But this, you know, women need to know that, like, it's okay. Like, insurance isn't, they may eventually cover it, but it's well worth the investment, right? You're going to spend a fortune on being sick. You think being healthy is expensive. You should try being sick. And so you're going to spend even more money later. So this should really be like an investment. And I know it's easy for me to say when people are struggling, and I get it. But we also have a referral program. So if you refer friends, you can get months for free. And so we try to, you know, take this into account for women.
Oh, doctor, I'm sorry. You know, just I'm listening to you. You know, if you're buying a couple of creams out there for anything, I mean, that's going to cost you about the same thing. I mean, if you're looking at, you know, collagen and this and the other and all the stuff that, you know, the serums and all that, is going to add up to more than that. And if you're drinking coffee, I mean, $5 of coffee, it's going to get you close to that number. I mean, you know, someone can say like Hurricane, you know, what are you? You're not in my budget. I know that everybody is spending at least $5, $6 a day for some stuff that they don't even need, that's not healthy. We all do, right? And so if that means that's going to change your life, I think it's worth the investment. I mean, that's just me. And especially when you said 99 later, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, the first couple of months is your first, you know, take, and that's it. But it's worth, you know, your health. I mean, health is worth everything. I mean, if you're sick later, it's going to cost you a lot more. And
I want women to try it. Like, you know, like with like kind of a risk-free. So we have a 6-month guarantee, like it's money back guarantee. You can try it for 6 months, because sometimes it can be hard to find a replacement or a regimen that's right for you. And I know there's some hesitation to be like, hey, I'm going to take this long-term. The investment up front is a lot. And so we do refund. If like you try it for 3 months and you don't like it, you know, we'll refund you. So it also takes out this pressure of, is it going to be right for me? And should I put out the money for that? You know?
But I'm pretty sure that when someone starts seeing those results a couple of weeks later, they're like, I'm hooked. I can't. Well, so there's a question, like someone can say, well, is this like an addiction for me? I mean, now am I being addicted? I mean, you know, like someone like, oh, I want to commit, like this is a lifetime span, right? You know, so someone can say like, I feel good. I don't want to stop. I mean, what do you say to them?
Yeah, because I hear from the women, well, do I have to take this forever? I don't want to have to be on something that I have to take forever, because I know that I'm going to feel better, and I don't want to necessarily have to be like dependent on that thing to feel better. And I'm like, that's the wrong way to think about it. First of all, you know, instead it's like, you can't believe that you're going to actually feel amazing for the rest of your life. That's incredible. The fact that you can take something 10 seconds a day that costs you $100 a month, like literally like can prevent diseases, and the way that you age, you have control over that. I can't think of anything better to like to do or spend your money on, and that you get to do. Like I get to take this for the rest of my life and feel great. And I don't have to age the way that my mom, my mother, and my grandmother did. And like, well, I know every woman out there can hear me when I say like what they went through and what we saw like previous generations go through, that I don't have to do that. Is like, I wake up every day, like I feel great. And this is like, addiction's not the right word. You're giving your body exactly what it needs to thrive. And it's like, why wouldn't you love yourself enough to do that? Like, I don't know. I don't understand. When you kind of explain to women the difference, they're like, yeah, I guess it makes sense. Like, why would you wait to feel better?
Supplementation, really. It's like, I mean, we need vitamins, you know, at a certain point, you know, and especially with the way our nutrients, I mean, this is just another way of getting energized and stuff. And it is, I mean, someone smoking a pack of cigarettes a day, I mean, they're just hurting themselves and they can't stop. I mean, that's a real addiction. Here you're getting something that is making you feel good and better and just keeping you thriving. I think, you know, the equation is there. Now, the question is really sometimes someone, well, is there a side effect to this? I mean, is there even, you know, something that people have to be concerned about?
And I do hear women say like, I'm addicted to it because I feel great. Like, I love it. Like, I do. But so like the addiction, it's just that I don't want women to, you know, it's like different. It's like you can't even describe how amazing you can feel. And it's not like a drug addiction. It's just like my body's finally like at peace. It has everything it needs to like really feel really great every day. And this is huge. And side effects, it's not a pharmaceutical. It's not a medication. So when we think of side effects, we're always talking about drugs, like pharmaceuticals. Yeah. Cause those, but these are your hormones. Like if you have side effects, we have adjustment period, really. Like we have breast tenderness, we have irregular bleeding and spotting, which I mentioned, these are things that we need to heal and go through, and we work with you on that. 10 or 15% of women get bloating or water retention. I talked about that high fiber diet that everybody's on. This gets worse. Like if you're bloated in the midsection right now, this is going to get worse and you need to look at your diet. Like it really, we work with women to reevaluate like this plant-based versus animal-based and what's going on there. Maybe protein intake, reducing fiber, stuff like that really helps. But if you're in the 10% that do get water retention, they tend to think that that's weight gain. And for women, that's like, I don't want to gain any weight. Like even if it's 2 or 3 pounds, because they're already trying to lose weight. So it's a lot of pressure to not gain. But women need to really be looking at health as the measurement, not weight gain or weight loss. Like when we measure weight loss constantly for women, one, it's really damaging to us because we're restricting food. We're not doing kind things to our body. Women aren't like men. Like we don't want to get big, but we need to look at health. And when we measure health as the outcome, we win, because when like libido, skin, hair, like gut health, like our energy levels and mental clarity, our ability to focus and sleep are all great. And then you're going to start to lose weight. All of this stuff needs to come first before you lose weight. But women, they get on HRT and they're like, I want to lose weight. It's like the first thing I want to do. And you're like, your body needs to heal. It's not going to lose weight until you're healed. And like, this is can take 3 to 6 months. And we're doing this to women. This is really unfortunate. Like we're giving them expectations, but this 10%, it's usually not weight gain. This 10 or 15%, it is water retention. And we do work, this would be like a side effect we would work with to make sure that figure out why this is happening. So anyway, the very low side effects as compared to like other formulations. So women who do oral formulations, like swallow it or put it on their skin, they can lose their hair. They can become like crazy. They feel like they're going crazy. They can get bloating and irritability that's really bad. They can, and then they can also get weight gain if they do it long enough. So women, if you are getting side effects from doing hormone replacement therapy, it's like being done the wrong way. Women will they'll inject testosterone. They'll go to some practitioners that believe women should only be injecting testosterone and that's it. Like, I don't know. So you don't have to get into it, but even like me saying it sounds weird, but then like they'll also put in like testosterone pellets in women and then expect women to lose weight. And everybody I've ever met has like gained weight on this. Like they'll feel great at first, but then men even gain weight on testosterone. It makes them bigger. That's like what men want. Like they want to get bigger. Like, so I don't know why women, like anybody would think testosterone would make women smaller, but it doesn't. But anyway, so if you have a side effect, you really need to look at like, how are you taking the hormone and what's going on? Are you balanced? Like, I don't think you're balanced. Like nothing, you know, there's something wrong here that we need to look at. You shouldn't be gaining weight, for example. And this is a common thing on like social media. We see it everywhere that women are afraid that they're going to gain weight because they did on birth control. And we talked about how birth control is so radically different. So anyway, women shouldn't have a lot of side effects, like, right? We expect some adjustments, and meaning your body needs to adjust to hormones again, and there can be some changes, but these all resolve and get better.
Again, you said it's a couple of days, and then, you know, you start seeing the positive flow, and the rest is history. Now, is this available worldwide or just in states currently?
In the U.S., and we're in 44 states, and we'll be soon in 50, like all 50 soon.
But if someone online from somewhere else, they cannot get it, or you have to be in the States?
It's regulated with, it's a pharmaceutical, it's a prescription drug. So, and we, pharmacy has to have licensing, and myself, so we can't ship it out of the country.
Yeah. Oh, that's fine. I mean, it's just because people will be like, we want this.
You have, to have a U.S. address, you know, like, so definitely like something that we can in the 44 states that we're in.
Oh, so you can get it here and you can have them ship it there. I didn't say it. It wasn't you. It was me. No, you don't need to agree.
It did nothing.
Yeah. I know compliance is always a big deal. So, you know, let's keep it compliant there. But, you know, again, you know, people are funny because they'll discover the idea and they're going to do what I have to do. But your job is to make sure that they know that they have to be prescribed within the states where it's regulated, and that's all there is. And we got to ship it here. But so thank you, Dr. Irene, for like sharing all this stuff. I mean, you know, if you're watching and listening right now, I mean, men or women, obviously women, if you're watching, this is your show, but if men are watching, you do have your loved ones out there, you know, you might want to look into this option to see if it's something that can be, I guess, working. By the way, you mentioned states that are not covered. Which ones, if you don't mind me asking?
Are not covered?
They're on the site, right?
We'll be on all 50, like, by summer. So, like, very soon.
Oh, all right. So yeah, we're only a month away. So.
Like, you're talking to men out there. You know, I talk to friends about the product, and I tell them that it's, you know, going to increase libido and mental clarity and mood and sleep. And
oh, yeah, like, sign me up. And,
no, they tell me, like, this sounds like a product for men. So this is actually a product for men.
Well, either that or, I mean, it's good because it's going to be like complimenting, you know, their spouse, and so it's going to work better, right? So it's all good. It's a win-win, I think, for all folks. And I mean, mood swings alone, you know, insomnia and sleep, I mean, depression, all these things, anxiety, all these things. And as you said, if you regulate this, your thyroid's going to work better. All the stuff is going to start, you know, getting better. So the person that you're with, or your kids, or your loved ones, that can just be a better person that you can interact, maybe less irritation, less, you know, stress, less clash, right? I mean, you can look at it from a lot of angles. Your mental health is going to get better for both. So all these things, I think there's more to this than just the physical and the medical part of it. It affects everything.
Relationships, jobs, like, women miss work, they retire early, they get divorced, their husbands also potentially have affairs because, like, they're struggling with their own libido. And, you know, this is like, we're treating men with testosterone and Viagra, and to not treat his wife or woman is like downright criminal, right? Like, we need to address, like, it is a relationship issue, and like, men, it impacts, and women are frustrated, they're saddened by it. Like, they don't want to be irritated and yelling at their kids. Like, they don't want it. Like, they, if their mood is down, they don't want to be upset with their loved ones and upset at their job. Like, right. So it impacts their entire life. It's not just their health, but like their whole life. Yeah.
Well, thank you, doctor. I mean, I you know, it's a great, I mean, we're at the end of the show right now. And frankly, I mean, this hour has been powerful. There's so much stuff that you shared, and certainly not only shared about the why and how and who, but also like how easy you can get to this thing and really, you know, change your life and anyone around you, because really that's what's going to happen here. They just go to innerbalance.com, the site, and then that's everything. Okay, good. And so we'll have that on the description of the show. And anything you want to leave our audiences with, just, you know, before we close today?
No. I mean, I guess so. Like, we're talking about longevity, like the whole show, right? Like, longevity and anti-aging. And I heard this like amazing thing the other day that somebody said, you know, you can always tell how old somebody is by the way that they talk. And it's not necessarily their age. Like, if a person is always talking about the future, they are a young person at heart, right? But if a person is always talking about the past, they're an old person, like, at heart, right? They've already kind of like agreed that they're old and that there's no future for them. And so I think we always need to be like looking at that, like, the future is going to be better. Like my 50s are going to be better than my 40s. My 60s are going to be better than my 30s. Like, it's exciting to think, you know, and if you take care of your health, it's like everything. There is nothing, there's no handbag, there's no shoes, there's nothing that's like more worth like your time and energy than your health. And nobody can take it away from you. It's something that like nobody can ever take your health. It's like your education and your health. Nobody can take your health away. And so, you know, when you think about like, I always want to be talking about the future, like I'm excited to see like how good I'm going to feel and be, you know, and so I love that saying. So I pass it along to everybody listening.
Thank you. That's powerful. And you know, it's funny because I mean, you're right. It's, you want to keep a good outlook on the future. I mean, it hasn't happened yet. But if you're already giving up, I mean, that's it. You're pretty much closing the chapter for you. And there's many more to come. Just keep up the hope and just keep, you know, going. And by the way, it's funny you said that no bag, no shoes. I mean, that was a funny one. You know, bags are expensive. I mean, ladies, you know what we're talking about here. I mean, these things can be costly and they're not going to make you look good. I mean, maybe physically, so in society, but if you're healthier and stuff, that's worth every penny that, you know, that you can spend, better than just those things that people will probably criticize, or, you know, you wear them a couple of times, you might not even care about them anymore. That's really a fact. I mean, you can buy as much, you know, good stuff that is out there that is luxury, but once you have it, it's just there. It's not even exciting anymore. But if your health is exciting, your life is exciting, everything else becomes better. I mean, yeah. So thank you so much. That's a powerful ending right there with all the little message that was in there. I mean, I think it's strong, you know, for people watching and listening. And, you know, by the way, folks, if you're out of the world somewhere else, you know, I mean, I'm sure there's some services that are available in similar capacities. Just look into this world of HRT and see what it looks like for you. And maybe one day this can be even more expendable. So we don't know that yet, but if you're in the States, you know what to do. And Inner Balance is where you have to go. That being said, Doctor, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. And so that's it, folks. It's the end of the show. I'm Hurricane H. We'll be talking soon. New day, new show, new topic. Bye for now.